Hi, I'm Maggie Brennan, music director here at WCBE. We're excited to announce our new web exclusive, Live from Studio A Replay, where you can listen to some of our best Studio A sessions. We're dedicated to bringing you great music from around the world and from right here in Central Ohio. And that type of extraordinary service is only possible with your support. So please, consider making a donation of any amount by clicking the red donate button at the top of the page and keep the music going. And we thank you for your support.
It's Haha Tonka joining me live in Studio A. They have a show tonight at the Rumba Cafe, but they came in this morning to play a few songs for us. Welcome, guys.
Thanks for having us.
I'll have some questions for the band here in a couple minutes. First, they're going to play a song for us. What's the name of the first one this morning?
It's a new song that's going to be on our new record coming out September 24th. It's called Pied Pipers.
The country roads are calling us. Oh, the kids will follow us out of this town Saturday night. The Pied Pipers to a good time. The country roads are calling us. Oh, the kids will follow us out of this town Saturday night. The Pied Pipers to a good time. Soft bullets, the classic country music gonna serenade us. We're gonna use it to lure all the girls onto a makeshift dance floor in the middle of a field we shouldn't even be in. I've got an older brother, you've got a cousin with a little convincing. Somehow a man should procure the essentials the crowd was demanding. Everybody knew the Pied Pipers could handle it. The country roads are calling us. Oh, the kids follow us out of this town Saturday night. The Pied Pipers to a good sign. The country roads are calling us. Oh,
that's Haha Tonka performing live in Studio A, and that's from your new CD. What was the name of that?
That song is called Pied Pipers.
And the name of the new CD?
It's called Lessons.
Okay. Your last one, you recorded in a 200-year-old barn. Did you head back there for this? Or
300-year-old barn this time.
300-year-old barn.
No, we recorded this one in Omaha and in New York.
It's the same place where they did like the Bright Eyes records and the Monsters of Folk album and a lot of that.
And talk about meeting Anthony Bourdain and how that all worked.
Well, it was in 2011, or actually maybe Christmas of 2010, and they were filming an episode in the Ozarks. Anthony Bourdain's a big fan of Daniel Woodrell, the author of Winter's Bone. So he kind of came down there for that reason, but somehow we got on the episode as the musical guest. and we went to Luke's parents' house and filmed a whole day with Anthony, grilled out, drank, played cards, had a really good time.
And I'm talking to Brian Roberts, the lead singer of the band right now. Can you introduce your bandmates for us?
Sure. On the mandolin, we have Brett Anderson. On bass, Luke Long. And on tambourine, Shaker, Lennon Bonet.
Also known as Lennon Bone.
Lennon Bone. Bone.
Well, you've played at Lollapalooza, South by Southwest, but I think the big news is you're heading back to Europe.
Well, we just got back
just
from
got
Europe.
Just got back?
Yeah, we just finished a 6-week tour over there a couple weeks ago.
So what was maybe one of your favorite gigs when you were over there?
Probably the shows in Ireland, I'd say, for some of the tops. The audiences there are just amazing. A couple of shows sold out, so we were like, really, really pretty pleased about that.
All right. Well, Taha Tanka, live in Studio A. Let's hear another song.
Okay.
What's the name of this one?
This one's called Made Example Of, and it's off our last record, Death of a Decade.
They say that if you don't change where you're going, you know you're gonna end up right where you're headed. If you don't change where you're going, you're gonna end up right where you're headed. My tongue. I was a listener, so I was made example of. Good advice given often, all too often gets old. I was a listener, so I was made example of. They say that if you don't change where you're going, you're gonna end up right where you're headed. Don't change where you're going, you're gonna end up right where you're headed. Well, I couldn't see the cracks that were showing, blind side of me, and I know. Seven sails, oh, look at I've stood and went. I was listening, so I was made example of. Don't doubt it, I never doubted it for a second. Don't doubt it, I never doubted it for a second. Shit, I was listening. I was listening. They say that if you don't change where you're going, you're gonna end up right where you're headed. If you don't change where you're going, you're gonna end up right where you're headed. Well, I couldn't see the cracks that were showing, blind side of me, and I know where I'm going. If you don't change where you're going, you're gonna end up right where you're headed. Gonna end up right where you're headed. If you don't change where you're going, you're gonna end up right where you're headed. Well, I couldn't see the cracks that were showing inside of me, and I know where I'm going. If you don't change where you're going, you're gonna end up right where you're headed.
That's Taha Tanka live in Studio A, and they've had some songs placed in a couple places. The Usual Suspects was used for, I think, a baseball game or a not the World Series, the National League Championship Series. How did that all happen?
Well, we're three-fourths of us are big fans of the St. Louis Cardinals, and the St. Louis Cardinals were in the National League Championship Series. It was the year they won the World Series, 2011. And a fan of ours actually works for TBS, and he just got the song on somehow. I snuck it in.
It's probably our parents' proudest moment.
So he just got it to the right person? And
well, he works for TBS, and TBS was handling those games. Okay. So they put it on, like, going out to commercial or coming back from commercial. So it was snuck on there. Subversion.
Okay. And I read that your last one, The Death of a Decade, it's less story-based than your first two records.
Well, that's has a lot insulting.
A lot of imagery. Well, it's off your website. You could probably change that if you want. But what about your new one? More storytelling on that, or not so much?
I don't know how to get on the website or what that actually means. Well, I think that we've always tried to write about the experiences and people and places and things that we know, and a lot of that has to do with the Ozarks. So the songs tend to center around those types of topics, but that can expand and isn't necessarily limited to that. So which album was that in reference to? Death of a Decade?
Yeah, that's what your bio says.
Okay. All right.
It's all Bloodshot's fault.
Well, I'd like to hear a third song before you take off, but first I wanted to ask you about how you believe in the magic of bands and how all that works. You could probably be a solo singer-songwriter type and hire and fire musicians, but it's a band. You're sticking together, you're friends, whether you're in the band or not. Can you just tell us a little bit about that and how you chose to continue with the band instead of going out on your own, which a lot of folks do?
I don't think he could do it without us. Sorry.
There you go.
Well, you all sing, so I guess all four of you really could maybe be front men in your own band.
Yeah.
You guys ever think about it, talk about it, or have any side projects going on out there?
I really enjoy being in this band, and I've never had any desire to be in any other band or do any other musical project.
All right. Well, I don't see anyone else speaking up either about that. So let's just hear a third song. And again, it's Ha Ha Tonka live in Studio A. You can catch them tonight. That show is at the Rumba Cafe.
And are you guys giving away some free tickets this hour?
I gave away some tickets about a half hour ago.
Nice.
We'll see them there.
Yeah, you'll see at least one person there.
Okay.
We got one.
All right. It's Ha Ha Tonka. Again, they'll be at the Rumba Cafe tonight. Thanks for stopping by this morning.
Thanks for having us. I set out to prove the world wrong. 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 And all the lessons I've learned, all the lessons I've learned, all the lessons I have learned have only taught me that I'm stubborn. I set out to prove the world wrong. And the funny thing it is, I knew that all along. I set out to prove the world wrong. Yeah, the funny thing is, I knew that all along.
it out to